Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Welcome, everyone, to the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. This is our monthly radio show. It's Epic Episode 28, August 1st already, 2023 AD. We're here live in the studio, going to have some fun tonight. This is our fun show that we put on. We have people listening in with ISP and VPN addresses all over the world. We're in 28 countries. We've got a lot of listeners in California. Out here in the West, where I broadcast in Arizona, we've got a lot of good folks in Hollywood. And in all the 50 states are represented. Always, we can tell on the show, which is great. We talk to the real men of the country, talk to them and get their point of view on what's going on. This is We'll play some good music on this show. We'll play some promos, have some fun. We'll talk about the toxic dating environment. We'll talk about the battle of the sexes. We'll talk about men and women in this modern day age, postmodern feminism. We've got lots of foreign listeners all over the place in many countries. And this will, of course, be a good show, always a great show, fun show. And our Thursday show is always on, our political hard-hitting show. It's from 8 to 10 every Thursday night. Now, we normally go overtime on that show, since some of you have asked. You can always check the podcast and come back later to Blog Talk to pull that show to hear the last 30 or 45 minutes of either of these shows, tend to go over. But that's just the way it is, you know? And so for our infamous 28th epic episode, we have a lot of people who want this show on even more, almost, than the political talk show. They've asked me to do a show like this every week. Well, we just very well might. We're still considering it. But I say onwards to the Bachelor Empire, and may God save the Bachelor King. Wow, it's already the month of August. And as we say on each show, you will not be happy until you are happy. Never forget that. We'll go over the last course material from the last month's show. This is a collegiate setting, university setting, on air. And we basically will talk about the chapters in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. We'll go over the micro chapters. We'll have fun with that. And we keep adding on more and more material. And on last month's show, we had a very lively discussion of passport bros and expat lifestyle. If you didn't hear it, catch it. Grab the podcast on Blog Talk. We've talked about the work wife and the work husband before in past shows. Ultimatums by your girlfriend du jour. Would you not negotiate with terrorists? The American policy. If you have a gun to your head, doesn't mean you're going to capitulate and give in to pressure from your family, siblings, your brother, your sister, your friend. A lot of you guys get pressured. People that tell you that you've got to get married, you've got to have kids to fit in to society. You've got to do all that. Maybe you want to and maybe you don't. You got to figure it out yourself. Every man is unique. Every man is different. I told you before, you walk into a bookstore in America, there's 1,000 books dedicated to women and how they feel about men and their relationships and their family and their children. There's hardly any books or any support for men. Yet the war on men rages in this country. We'll get into a lot of funny things tonight, a lot of good things and great subjects, like the Morton Steakhouse girl we talked about before. And also, are you gay, America? Are you trans or gay? Well, this is probably not the show for you. If you are, this is a heterosexual show. We have our own straight pride talking about the traditional male and female type of relationship that's fast becoming almost something this in our culture that is disappearing, vaporizing, unfortunately, before our very eyes. Well, there is an attack on the nuclear family. There's an attack on straight couples. There's an attack on the traditional man and woman in our society. But have you seen this recent Twitter video of the man who was married being evicted from his own home and escorted off his own property by the local police? It went viral. Surprised you haven't seen it. You guys got to start watching the online feed every day. I know everyone's busy. Busy, busy, busy bees. We're all running around working for ourselves or business. You've got wife, kids, family, or maybe you've got girlfriends that you're juggling. Whatever the case is, whatever it is. But do take a few minutes out of your day to catch the news. What's going on? Now, when I go to Twitter, I always try to find videos or things that pertain to The Bachelor in America, and you can type in the search bar. And I ran across this one that heartbreaking. The state of marriage in America right now is dismal, and women filing false claims against men, unfortunately, are also on the rise. On this show, it's like my Thursday show, we'll tell you gents, boys out there, the truth. Now, what you do with it's up to you, but you can't say, you can never say that there was not a show dedicated to the male bachelor in America. We've advertised this show all over the internet. We've advertised it on Facebook. I've been on the air for since 2015, for 8 years. You can't say that you haven't heard about it. Now, whether or not you delve into it is up to you. And that's a whole different can of worms. But the facts are this. I love facts. They're the inconvenient truths of our time, right? Well, 70% of divorces are filed by women in America, just so you know. And drum roll, please, if she's college educated, 90% of those divorces are brought to the man by the college educated woman. It's bad enough without her getting her mind poisoned by leftist professors and whack jobs and our beautiful university settings. I loved college. I loved the university when I went to Purdue. But I will tell you, some women can take it. Some women get overeducated. And haven't you been on those dates before where the woman brags about how many degrees she has, how many classes she's taken, how many credit hours she has? Wow, what a downer. What a Debbie Downer that is. No man wants to hear about how many degrees. It's not sexy. We don't care how many degrees she has, how many universities she's attended. Doesn't do one thing for the man. but put doubt in his mind that she'll find him interesting or their conversation interesting, knowing she's been in the collegiate environment for 10, 15 years. Very unsexy, and it's not what men want to hear. So, ladies, if you're out there, stop bragging about your education and your degrees. Men don't really care about that as much as you think. We really don't. We want a good-looking girl. We want her smart enough to put a shot glass to her mouth and have some rhythm on the dance floor and be fun to hang around. Men are pretty simple. We don't need to know her intellect or anything like that. But getting back to the story, the man's being evicted from his domicile. And for young men out there, you need to listen to the show. And you need to buy my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. For young men out there, it's now financially dangerous to marry in most states until our case law catches up with society and can be rectified and clarified in this regard. The laws in almost all the states, whether you know it or not, will allow your wifey to take the house and half of the assets. We'll allow her to take your children. And, I may add, 30 to 50% per national standards of your gross, not net, gross pre-tax income. And at the same time, she can have you legally evicted from your own house, from your own home that you yourself that you probably paid for, that you probably put the down payment on, if not all, and you've been making the mortgage payments on that property for several years to boot. All she has to say is blink her eyes at the police and say, you're mean to her and you struck her. Remember, the family courts will always believe in America the woman over the man. This idea that we live in a patriarchal society is fiction. I'm telling you, it's pure fiction. The women always say that and use it to their advantage. As long as they have you men convinced that you live in a patriarchy, you'll continue to get married to these women, and they'll continue to lead you to slaughter like sheep. Drive around town. I'm in Phoenix, Scottsdale. What do I see? Nothing but billboards full of attorneys, all kinds of ads. Divorce is easy. Call 1-800. Get screwed. Call us today, 24/7. Someone's always there to answer your phone. To carve up your estate and take your hard-earned cash. And then if you don't want to pay and you skip out, so you go to Mexico, they'll call you a fugitive from justice. How about those apples? It's getting really serious out there. They want to impoverish you guys. The family courts have you as a man, you're automatically guilty and you're in violation. In my view, if you are a male in America today, and you have a penis, you are viewed as guilty by the corrupt American kangaroo court system. That's just the end-all, be-all. That's the blunt truth. You believe what you want. You think what you want. I don't care. It's not going to affect me, but it may affect you. That's why I'm telling you. We believe in a strong country. We want our country to do better. We have these shows to make America better for all, for everyone. I don't care what color you are. I don't care about that. But this guy in the Twitter video, it just hits you hard that a lot of men live this every day. And you can be evicted. The woman can say she's in fear for her life. She feels you're dangerous. And then, of course, the courts take your guns. They strip away your Second Amendment rights. You speak up in court, they'll slap you down. You don't really have any free speech rights there. And they come against you. And then they want your money. And the, remember what the old saying was, when men get married, she gets half and her attorney gets the other half. Never forget that. I'm not saying marriage is bad in all situations. It's not. And I'm not anti-marriage. I'm more pro-family. We're pro-life. But at the same time, I'm realistic. And things are out of control in this country on multiple fronts. We talk about it a lot on this show and my other show on Thursday nights. Be sure to check it out. Many of you young bachelors or preppers, go to survivemax.com, our website. Type in Von, V-O-N, to get your 10% off promo for anything you may need, your bachelor den, your castle, if you will. These are real situations that happen, that are out there. And you need to be aware of it. And each week we bring in a new crop of guys and gents that have heard about the show. And we're glad you're all here. We know you're listening. We know it may be intimidating for some of you guys to call in, but you're always welcome at 563-999-3437. This is your show. Call in, enjoy it. Or sit back and listen. Take copious, copious notes. Because I'm giving you the information that your father, your fodger, if you will, should have given you, your uncle, your great uncle should have given you. Things that society will not teach you, because they don't want you to have prior knowledge of these things before you go in. Marriage is the one contract that you pay to get into and you pay to get out of. Never forget that. You pay to get in, you pay to get out. And then once you get out, you keep paying because she wants child support if you have a child. And that's, again, that's, you know, we have a pay-to-play system in America. You want sex, you knock her up, well, I'm old school. You got to take care of your kids. Once they come out of the womb, you got to take care of your kids, right? I think everyone would agree with that. Play all the games you want until the baby's born, and then everything else changes dramatically for you. Well, we're all glad you're here. It's time to round you all up and have you lined up for our radio fraternity, our Animal House Fraternity Pledge. If you would raise your right hand, we will induct you properly into the radio fraternity.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at Arms, do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. Now on your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
That's right, from the world-famous Animal House movie. Well, there was once a quote that said, he came dancing across the water with his galleons and guns, looking for a new world in a palace in the sun. I like that. Well, having kids today is a big production, right? And very expensive. I tell guys all the time who ask me, I said, I never would say never in life, and don't get too hard nose at a young age. That comes later. Be open to anything, any woman you might meet. you might meet the love of your life. You never know. They don't recommend marriage in general in our current society. Marriage is only good for three reasons, and they're in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. You get married if you're deeply in love with her and you can't live without her. You get married if you want a family and children. Many of you guys do. And you get married. Or you can't live life without her, and she has more money than you. That's a good reason, too, to get married. If she has more money and more assets than you, heck, it could be a good thing for you. I once knew a guy who didn't want to marry a girl back in the day, and she had money. Oh, my God, she got, like, her parents gave her, like, $2-3 million, and she wanted to travel the world. Well, he never married her. He ended up just working as a cog in the wheel in corporate America. She married this other dude. He took a year or two off work. They went to Italy. They went to Europe before he got invaded by the Mongol hordes. They had a blast. They went to Central America, the Caribbean cruises. And I often told him, I said, that could have been you. Sometimes marriage makes sense. In his case, I go, she was a good-looking gal, lots of money. What more do you want? I mean, think about it. My mother and dad had a great line for me. They said, son, we'll tell you a bit of advice. My mother would tell me this. She said, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich girl as it is a poor girl. And if you marry a poor girl, like most men do, she said you're going to have to take care of her the rest of your life. Because once you bring them in to your home, once they start to squat and they're in your home and they're used to your neighborhood, your lifestyle, maybe you eat out a few times a week, what have you, the courts will say, well, you owe her this style of living. This is what she's accustomed to. You can't just throw her back in the apartment complex where you found her or in the bar where you picked her up 4 or 5 years ago. This is the new lifestyle. In fact, you should move out to make it more comfortable for her. Right? That's what the courts say. I watch these stories unfold all the time. And the man, you got to pack up your bags and go. You know? Crazy. Well, we welcome you all to the Space Age Bachelor Pad. This is our newest Blog Talk Radio show, our epic episode 28 for the new listeners. It's our Bachelor's Den, Vaughn Wehunt, and the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Always an epic retro show, the first Tuesday of every month. I welcome you all to the Bachelor Den. Enter at your own risk. It's the Bachelor Nation, my friends, inside the world of America's favorite guilty pleasure, brought to you by your illustrious host and more, much more. Well, the courts will say that about these women, and there you are, okay? So you guys think real carefully about the love of your life. This is what you really care about. I know this is what you guys talk about. You guys will talk about politics, too, and things that are serious in the world. But what guys talk about most of the time is maybe business. Maybe they're working to get right to chicks and dating relationships. Guys don't sit around talking about Ukraine unless they know each other or they're having a few beers and brats or some steaks. That comes later in the evening. The political discussions, right? Over a cigar or a stogie, whether you're wearing your red velvet jacket, your smoking jacket. Well, you got to be smart about women in today's day and age. It is a toxic dating environment. There's a lot of videos that are out there on YouTube. Check out MGTOW. Check out the ones that I post on gab.com. Check out my book. That's the main thing, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. You need that book. Every man in America should read that book, packed with information. And it's timeless. It's timeless. It's the stuff you should have been taught that you never were taught, because society, again, does not want the man to get smart or to be enlightened. They don't want that. But tonight, we will have a few callers. We'll talk about things. We've got some calls running on the studio board. And I'm so glad to have you all here tonight. We're going to have always a fun show. And for the new ones, the new listeners, we know you guys are out there. We know that you are listening intently. So let's start the show based on the 1967 Dean Martin show, the movie called The Ambushers. Whether she's blonde, brunette, or redhead, gents, you'll know what to do. Love that. Well, we have a there's always a troll or two in the chat room. They've been banned, of course. But we're so glad that everyone's here tonight. Let's get the Gunslinger on from Dallas, Texas. Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, sir? Are you there? Hey, man. Gunslinger, are you there?
I'm coming.
All right.
Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you good. How you doing?
Sorry about that.
No problem at all.
Caught me in the square room. But besides the heat, baking everything, it was nice and toasty. 105 today. Felt like 108. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Come on, fall. No doubt about it. Doing pretty good here, I guess, except for the heat. How y'all doing out there?
Doing great, man. Doing great. You know, we are making it, man. We're making it. You know, we're famous for our heat here in Arizona. Famous for our heat, as always. But you know, you just stay inside. You go to the pool. You go to the movie theater. You cool off any way you can. Drink lots of cocktails, man. Lots of ice cold beer. Always a good idea, you know? How about you?
In this temperature, yeah, definitely the idea is to stay cool.
Well, yeah, so you're in Texas. You guys are burning up too there, man, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's summer. You know, it's 1st of August, so.
Right.
You know, it's going to be, at least here, it's going to be hot for a couple more weeks. Then it's going to gradually, you know, go down at least below 100. Anything below 100 is great.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So tell us about, on this show, Gunslinger, tell us about your dating life out there now or in the past, how things went, your take on dating right now in America, your take on American women. The floor is yours. Go for it, sir.
Well, you know, there's a lot of problems with a lot of dating today, especially with the American woman, okay? I don't know. It's not like it used to be. We all know that,
mm-hmm.
especially us old people, okay? I don't know. It's mainly like an attitude problem, the way my opinion is. You know, it takes mm-hmm. two to tango, as it goes, and it's a 50-50, you know, on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have these, I'm going to say these hot-looking babes, you know, they know it. They know they're hotter
right.
than a damn firecracker, okay? And that's where the problem comes in, okay? Unless
mm-hmm.
you're a farm girl, you're a hot babe, whatever, there's a complete different attitude between city girls, I guess you would call them, and other girls that were raised outside of the city, for example. Okay, a complete
right.
different attitude. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you may be the hottest bitch in the whole city, but your attitude sucks. I mean, I wouldn't want you.
Right.
Would you?
No. Well, you've got your city girls and you've got your farm girls. Always a big, big difference there, you know?
I mean, you wouldn't want that. I mean, yeah, the physical part, turn you into a savage. But could you live
mm-hmm.
with that? I feel sorry for the idiot that has to wake up next to Hillary Clinton. Oh, my God. Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then when you compare those types to, say, Russian girls or Polish or Ukraine, for that
mm-hmm.
matter. Okay, you go look at it on the internet. My God, these some bitches are willing to fucking worship the ground that you stand on, literally. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Why is that? That would be the big question. Go ahead.
Well, you got to be careful with who you date, and it's like that used to be the case. These women today. I think it's international, okay? I would agree with you. Years ago, there was when the Soviet wall, let's say, was put up. I don't want to go down too far down that rabbit hole because we're kind of more of a lighthearted show. But let's just say that the women were different, you know, in the Ukraine or Russia, say, 20, 30 years ago. I think now they all want money. I hear guys from all over the world. Women want money, whether they're in China, Russia, Ukraine. Look, it's the international female mindset where they view men as an ATM machine. You're there to help them financially. Like I said earlier in the monologue, my mom and dad always said, hey, son, it's easier to marry or to fall in love with a rich girl as it is a poor girl. Just as easy. And, you know, if you can find a girlfriend with some wherewithal, that's one that you might want to, you might want to pursue that and think about it more. Poor girls are by the boatload, the millions. Nothing wrong with that. Most men marry a poor girl, and she can be beautiful and have a heart of gold, and that's great too. You just got to make sure that guys, that whatever you do, makes sense to you, and not so much people that are badgering you to get married. Like, when you were a younger buck, were you pressured to get married, Gunslinger?
No, not really.
Okay. Nobody was busting your chops, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, neighbors?
No. Nobody was. No, they. It's just, you know, like I said, my parents was the old type. My parents were married for 53 years.
So were mine.
You know,
so were mine. Old school.
Old school, you know. And, you know, you won't find that today with these idiots. I don't care on both sides whether you're a boy or a girl. You know, the men in this country are growing lower and lower and lower. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you see it on the news all the time. I mean, they act like fucking sissies. I mean, where's a real man at, for God's sakes? I mean, gee whiz, are we a dying breed? You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, the real, I would say real men are a dying breed in America. Sure they are. You have a bunch of soy boys that are out there now. And they believe in a lot of weird ideologies, you know.
Yeah.
Some are gay trolls that were, even in the chat room, these guys come on once in a while, they think they're all tough. They're in the chat room, you know. A lot of weird people that are out there right now in America. So, you know, pick your friends wisely and pick your girlfriends wisely, too. Are you driving around? I hear all this wind, man. Texas wind.
Oh, that's my hurricane fan.
Really? Are you outside?
Well, I'm actually inside, but I got a squirrel cage fan out of a central air conditioning unit.
It's your fan. Okay. It sounds like you're outside. I'm hearing this Texas wind come through the microphone.
Yeah, indeed. It's blowing a Texas wind. There ain't no doubt about that. It's definitely blowing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, Gunster, hey, man, have a good night. We'll get back to you in a bit. Anything you want to say to the men of America tonight?
Well, you idiots need to wise up. I mean, this is why there's a problem that, you know, you got all these sissy guys. Girls want to hang around sissy guys because what's the reason? They're not going to hit on them. Okay? Especially if you're gay. Okay? And that's the problem. They're keeping the women there, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not going to hit on you. Don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. Well, gee whiz. Takes the fun of that, don't it? Wise up.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, man. Guzzer, thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, later.
Thanks, sir. You got it. You got it. Gunslinger from Texas. Always fun to talk with him. Always.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture of the ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Centerburger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it. Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
Too much for one mad hound, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. To the ambushers.
To the ambushers.
Oh, good stuff. Love all that. Dino is awesome. Look, on this show, like in life, you're going to have your lovers, you're going to have people who love you and hate you. This show has always had people who love the show, fervently believe in it, always had people that, always promote the hell out of this show on the internet. We have some haters once in a while. That just tells you that we're over the target area. If you've got people who don't like you or who don't like the content of the show, male or female, you'd be surprised. How many men don't like this content getting out there? They're brainwashed by the women, by society. They don't like it. We had one in the chat room earlier. Yeah. these weirdo guys, these gay trolls, these whoever they are. They're obese, probably. Sitting behind their internet. And but they're out there. Who knows who these people are? But the thing is that they hate the message. They don't want you guys to be enlightened. They don't want you guys to get any real knowledge. And just be aware of that. Even our first, we have to block people all the time. I block one or two people every week from Gab, my Gab page, who get hostile to the postings or the message. And you know what? After a while, it's just it's water off a duck's back. It doesn't even faze me. You just block him and move on. And with that, let's get to the gunslinger. The gladiator is now on in Scottsdale. Let's bring on the gladiator. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the show, man. What's going on? Hey.
same old, man. You know, it's a good thing this is a bachelor show. So
yes.
We're having a conversation about a woman who couldn't make up her mind about something, and you know, it's affecting their safety now. And I tried to isolate them, like you said, insulate and isolate. And there's another delay. And I've already got everything in motion to run. At this point, I can't do anything about it. And, you know, it's like this, the procrastination, right? So if you and I had a trip planned as men, as bachelors, and we had a truck and a trailer, we would make sure if we had 30 days to part, we would make sure to have the truck and the trailer looked at for this, you know, 900-mile trip, service looked at, all of that. And
right.
on the eve of departure, this woman then wants the trailer and truck looked at, and there's issues.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't depart tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I was like,
right.
I already got things in motion. So if she's not protected and isolated from it, I can't do anything about it now. It's already in motion. I can't stop it. I already paid for it to happen tomorrow morning at anywhere between like 7:30 and 10:30 in the morning. And she was supposed to be gone at 5 in the morning. She'd be almost in Las Vegas at that point, went north to Washington, and she'd be isolated and protected.
Right.
No more. And that's the one thing about being, you know, a bachelor and not having to worry about these like emotional decisions of women, because all they do is clog up time and effort and it destroys things. Whereas men, as bachelors especially, we plan for the inevitable. Right? There's gonna be issues,
yes.
There's gonna be problems. Get it checked out before those become a problem. And it's like these people love problems. They love issues.
They
love setbacks. They love problems. It's
drama.
Crazy.
The drama of life. We're in the theater. They think they're in the theater. They should be on stage.
They should be on stage. Get paid for it, at least.
Getting paid.
You know?
Getting paid for this stuff. That's what I say.
Well,
yeah.
Dude, people baffle me now. And like we said yesterday, you know, for all the bachelors out there, do your own thing. Steer away from people. They're only gonna disappoint you and screw you up. Make do with everything that you can. Do your own thing. Stay away from all the drama. It's just too much, man. You know, it's just way too much, bro. And you've known about this for a bit, and I've touched on it in little parts and pieces, because you know I don't want to bore anybody with the details or the dramatics. But you know, for any young guy listening, set your wheel in motion and just do your thing, drive it home, and if you end up in a situation that's not good, like I've said before, make strong, hard, serious moves to stop the inevitable from becoming a bad inevitable. And let the chips fall where they may. When you're on the right side of things, let the chips fall where they may. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, get things legally checked out first, which you know I have. And as long as, you know, when attorneys and judges say you're in the right, then you're in the right, you know. So, just my one departure for the bachelors themselves, stay away from the women drama of life. Even if it's not a relationship, just stay away. You know, in my more than five decades, I've learned every time a woman is involved, there's always going to be issues to get back. So as a bachelor show, and you know, who cares if anybody doesn't like the content? You don't have to listen to this show. Turn the channel. Listen to a pro-woman show. You know?
That's right.
Listen to a transgender show. Do something that's going to make you happy, but don't bitch at the Von Wehunt show for defending men who have built, you know, entire civilizations, you know, that were thousands of years of old. Women didn't build those. Those were built by men conquerors and the men slaves that were conquered. Women weren't making bricks. They were grinding grain. They weren't building bricks, right? They didn't build monuments to Pharaoh. You know, they made pita bread. So there's a big difference, right? Bricks and stone is very different from pita bread and grinding grains. So, you know, and if women today don't want to hear that or they get offended of that, who cares? You know,
exactly.
they're not gonna butter your bread anyways. So who cares? They want their bread buttered by you, but they're not gonna butter
That's
your
right.
bread.
You That's know? Right.
So, yeah.
I would say who's paying your bills? You're paying your own bills. She's not.
Yeah.
And by the way, this show, you touched on a great point I brought up earlier, Paul. That this show has always had from the get-go. We've had lovers of the show and detractors. Whenever you go out there and you start to say things or put out positions or talk about, oh, my God, this especially, this show, dating in America, some of the guys don't like my content. Guys. And women you expect, but I've always warned you, a lot of the American, not all, but I'd say a good 10-20% of the American men now cannot be trusted with this information. We had one in the chat room earlier, and these people are out there, and they're just, look, they are trolls, they are haters, and that comes with the territory of having a national show. Like this show. We're in 28 countries. We're over the target area. We're getting attention. We're right where we need to be. And some people get wigged out, man. Now, when we find it, we ban their IP address. I told you, I block 1 to 2 people like clockwork on Gab, for example, every week. I had to block people from because they get hostile. What do you mean? They start attacking the show, attacking the callers, attacking the content. And I won't stand for it. I go, you could attack me a little bit, but you won't attack my callers, and you will not attack the integrity of the show. And this show especially is designed to be controversial. I laugh at a lot of these people that are out there. And they get mad. They get bent out of shape. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
They get their nose out of joint.
Yeah, the guys that get their nose out of joint and get bent, it's one of two things. They're either jealous that men like me and you don't haven't fallen into that trap of being a cuckold to a longtime girlfriend that is basically a wife. You know, like I've always said, if you're going to have a family, get married. That's the only reason to get married. Don't tell me you're getting married at 35, 39, 40, 55 for companionship, okay? Because if you want to take a date out for a $200 dinner, you could spend $275 to $300 on a really nice escort and not have to see her in the morning and make her breakfast. That's worth the other $100. And she's not going to move her clothes into your closet. She's not going to take over your refrigerator and start putting, you know, flowers and butterflies up on your walls. So they're just jealous. They're haters, jealous, you know, people. And then the other reason, the only other reason I can think of, is that they're just simply either they know deep inside that they're gay or they're on the outside gay. And that's the only other reason.
Right.
Because they're quasi women and they don't like what we're saying about any female or wannabe female or trans.
That's right. Amen, brother. Amen. That's why I call them gay trolls. That's why I use the term gay trolls. Look, I don't care if you're gay. The way I looked at it was if more guys should be gay was always my standalone joke. So then there's more chicks for me in America.
Right?
There's more chicks for my audience. So
ask them this question. If you literally have nothing better to do with your time of listening to a gay talk show host or a trans talk show host or even women talk show hosts for those types of subject matters, then how bad is your life?
Right.
How bad is your life that you control other subject matters on radio? Go listen to your own show. Look, that's why they have those shows. We don't try to cancel those shows. We don't control those shows and tell them, you know. So
right.
It's,
well,
like,
just,
it's one of those
haters.
Hey.
They've always been out there, and I am always amazed at these guys that it's, I would say, half of the people like that are men. And I go, this is a show for you. So if you don't like it, tells me that they're probably of a different persuasion, and we'll leave it at that. And they're pro-woman to the point where it's okay to be pro-woman. We love women on the show. Genuinely love them. But my thing is, they're so pro-woman, they are anti-male, if that makes sense. They're anti-male.
Correct.
Anything that's a pro-male thinking show, they're against because it goes against their grain, goes against their mindset. It goes against their brainwashing, if you will, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Man. You're right. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, they will screw it up 9 different ways through Sunday on you.
Yeah.
And think that there's literally good excuses for doing it. Well, I didn't have time. Well, you're retired and you don't do anything all day. What do you mean you didn't have time? Well, it slipped my mind. Think about it. It slipped your mind 30 times. Like, then, you know, start taking Prevagen for your memory. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know, do something to fix your life. But there's always an excuse, and it's never their fault. It's everybody else's fault. It's like, you know, enough's enough, man. Like, you can't deal with that all the time, you know?
Right, exactly. Paul, thank you so much, man. We'll get back to you maybe later on in the show. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, man. Bye.
The Gladiator. Great, great call there. A gunslinger. We got some more calls coming in. Yeah, never forget, this is the first Tuesday of every month, and this month happened to hit August 1st. This is the first Tuesday. We always broadcast, come rain or shine, Now, we get calls. People try to reach me during the show, and I go, I am broadcasting. Can't take your call. Can't take your message. We're always moving forward here in the studio. So it's funny why I'll get, like, five voicemails during these shows. People go, where are you? I go, tune in. That's where I'm at. Tune in or tune out. Anyway, get a cocktail. Enjoy yourselves. And I guarantee you, we'll be right back. By a fantastic plastic machine. At the start of each show, we go to our studio tiki bar and we mix a drink before the night's festivities. I raise my goblet of wine, my stein of beer to all of you tonight. I salute you all. I am wearing my red velvet smoking jacket with cigar in hand, mafioso style, and we are ready to rock and roll as always. Never forget that. We're so glad everyone made it tonight. It's about time.
I would like to introduce you to the lifestyle.
The ladies.
Lifestyle.
The legend. The lifestyle. Now, the most famous bachelor in the galaxy must make the toughest decision of his life.
LAX, you know who to call.
When your lifestyle's a fantasy, how do you deal with reality? It's a wonderful lifestyle.
You as a bachelor, you are the master of your own domain. Never forget that. Remember that Hunter Biden child support case a few months ago in Arkansas, of all places? Well, Hunter Biden has to pay that. That wasn't pretty good-looking blonde stripper there. He had to pay that big blonde girl $20,000 per month or $240,000 per year if you live in Apache Junction. That's the map. And people say sperm isn't as valuable as gold bars. Como, senor? As the Mexicans say. And they also say, Senor Von, Senor Von. No money, no honey, senor. Remember that? No money, no honey. You'll see how fast your woman makes the exits, how fast she leaves your door, how fast she jumps out of your car going 80 miles per hour once you tell her there's no more money in the account. Boy, women make a very fast snap decision then, don't they? That's when you know what really motivates her. And all societies want young men to get married because it is good for the economy. You know it, and I know it, and the American people know it. I'm telling you. Love that little song from the, that little ditty from the 1960s. Well, last month we talked about many things, and as we're going through the advanced class here of the bachelordom, whether you're married or single or dating or you're engaged, this show is for you. This show's not anti-family. We're pro-family. If you want to get married, that's great. That's fine. All we say is make the right choice for you. We're all about the man making the right choice for him. For some men, it is getting married and raising a family. I'm old school. If you're going to have kids, you need to be married. Kids need two parents, and they need, yes, I know people will argue this, they're blue in the face, but they need to know that your parents are bonded in holy matrimony. I'm just old school about that. Kids need to know that innately. Sure, people have kids all the time that are when these latchkey kids and people who might say, well, we love each other, we never got married. But I'm just telling you, kids know the difference. I'm not saying marriage is so great. I'm just saying that for a family unit, kids know that you're not married, and it does affect them. Psychologically, it will affect them. So either you go down that road, balls to the wall, man up and step up to the plate. Don't be a pussy. You either do it or you don't. In life, you'll notice a lot of things are not gray and murky. A lot of things are just out there. Either you do it or you don't. Either you conquer that land or you don't. Well, passport bros are what a lot of guys are doing. They're traveling around the world. They're checking out new ports of call. We had a good show last month about going to Mexico. Now, there's no COVID shot required to get in or out of Mexico as of June 2022. Our studio has researched it, and this is a great show because it's pertinent information, news you can use, guys. Now, other parts of the world, if you don't want to take the shot, the COVID shot, they still jab a piece of wood up your nose, and they penetrate your nose spectrum, and they go way up there. Others will require you to get the same thing done in America, bring in a piece of paper. So I'm just telling you, Mexico does not require that. It's very easy peasy to get over to Mexico. And just be careful where you go in any foreign country. Even America now is more and more a foreign country with all the immigrants that are coming over here, all the migrants, all the importation of people from the third world. So you can't say America isn't a foreign land for many at the same time. And retirement for the young man. Is it really possible to retire? Today, older people are coming back into the workforce. I was just in California a week or so ago, and I met some people, a man, and he said, oh, sure, I retired. I retired, he said, at the bar for 4 or 5 years, about 5 years. And then you realize your money's running out faster than you thought, and now I'm back in the workforce. Had to get a job again. So now you're retired in America for about 5 years, 10 if you're lucky, and then you'll be back in the workforce because the cost of living is going to eat your lunch. I went into McDonald's the other day, saw a 72-year-old guy taking my order. I go, good for you. He goes, well, I enjoy working here. I love the coffee. But he goes, I have to work. I've got bills to pay. And my wife has bills to pay, and she can't work anymore. So you do the math. Two people, three meals a day, rent, utilities, adds up. So he grabbed the only job that he could find, which was at McDonald's. And I go, good for you. There's hope for all of us. Just kidding. But, I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. This is what people have to do now. You've got to innovate. You've got to be thinking on all fronts about the future, what's going to happen, you know? Because if you don't, well, if you don't plan, then life will plan for you, if you know what I mean.
Ever try to stuff a wild bikini? First, take a pinch of 36, 22, 36.
Ouch!
Kind of got carried away there. Fold together equal portions of blondes, redheads, and brunettes. That's how to stuff a wild bikini. Don't miss How to Stuff a Wild Bikini, starring Annette Funicello, Dwayne Hickman, and special guest star Mickey Rooney in Color and Panavision. How to Stuff a Wild Bikini is also stuffed with thrills and spills of the greatest motorcycle race ever from American International Pictures.
Love that. Let's get to the Irish Pirate here. Mr. Pirate, thank you for the fun packs. Welcome to the show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Are you there tonight?
Yes, I am, sir.
How are you doing,
right,
man? You never know when the show is going to call on you guys. So I always tell you, be ready and a moment's notice.
Well, and I fell into that trap. It was a political idea that I had, something that went on, and I slapped something on your voicemail.
Let's say that for
both
Thursday.
Of us came to the quick realization.
But, yeah, let's say that for Thursday for the political stuff.
That's
right.
Well, we've got too much here. I got way too much of my life going on that definitely belongs here. For example, I was supposed to leave this weekend for a wedding I didn't want to go to out of state. And
gotcha.
It just got called off. It just got called off.
Okay.
And it's part of there's a
Why
bunch of reasons for that. Let's not get into the big details of somebody else's potential breakup.
Okay. Well, they are going to remain nameless. Give us one juicy detail. Just one thing.
Well, the biggest detail that's going on right now is everybody's lying as to why they're breaking up. That's the one thing I've noticed. Nobody wants to talk what they really thought. I'll give an example. One of the big juicy ones that came out, Arizona's too hot. Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Take him with you. Yeah, if Arizona's too hot, take him someplace colder. Yeah, I mean, obviously that's not the reason you called it off. So the big issue is something I learned earlier in the week. It's the college age level, and both these are people who are going to college right now. The males in America are moving to the right that are in college, about 10 to 20% since last year. The females are moving left. Okay.
That's right.
So let's not make it political. Let's just say how'd that happen. They're both going to the same colleges, right? They're both within range of each other to see this. So clearly there's an outside influence trying to tell them, we don't want you guys on the same page. And so this is where earlier I made that comment on this show.
It's done on purpose. 63%
of the graduates are going to be women. 63% of the graduates are going to be women. You have to figure out how to find one you can marry. Right? You have to figure that
out. That's right.
Because I'm one of those guys, I believe in, even though you just brought up the last phone call, I believe that you can find a woman, that you do need to marry her. It you could call it companionship if you want, but you don't want to have to deal with the rest of them. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's really the other way around.
Right.
I don't want to be a shopper when I can have it
mm-hmm.
Wholesale brought into my store. So that's how I
right.
think about stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, I'm at the time I let's put it this way. I got my divorce. I paced the living room way too often, and I knew what the odds were against me. And so I recognized
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm going to be well into my 50s, and I need to assess what I'm getting into. And these
mm-hmm.
are the types of things I'm seeing. All the women are moving against where I'm at. All of the economics are moving against where I'm at. All the politics are moving against where I'm at. And now even,
mm-hmm.
you know, your ability to obtain goods is moving against where you're at, right? I mean,
right.
163%, I think, over the past year is we're seeing people delivering stuff. It goes force majeure where,
mm-hmm.
you know, what happened to that
right.
boat that was bringing that thing that you ordered from overseas? Well, it got taken over, capsized, never got a chance to come into port. Who knows? But you ain't getting your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's too bad because the insurance we took out against that doesn't cover that. You're just screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean,
right.
and I've told you stories even on this program. I ordered a cell phone, a mil-spec A10S, got stolen out of my mailbox by the post office. It was a locked
mm-hmm.
mailbox. And they took it.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
then we had the big battle after that with a Christian guy that sold it to me, liked the guy. But then he started to say, well, I shipped it, so that means I did my job. It's like, you better check on that highly technical stuff called bills of lading. Because
right,
if I didn't
right.
actually receive it, you're still on the hook. And he didn't believe that. And
that's
we both
right.
had to take that to, I think it was eBay I bought that off of. And eBay
oh,
said,
wow.
yeah, Irish Pirate's right. He didn't get the stuff. It was stolen out of the mailbox. He never got a chance to get it. So you're on the hook. You know, your insurance, whatever you got, that's the way this is going to play. And eBay gave
right.
me my money back on the spot and said, okay, now it's up to him. So that
oh,
was
great.
Wild. But anyway, so you got these things
definitely.
Going on. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are just so many. I mean, I'm getting ready now. I mean, the big thing about not going to this wedding, it gave me a chance to get down and do the research and figure out all these new things that are happening. And
mm-hmm. Right.
I'm glad I had the extra time. I almost forgot the show was on because I was so excited about all the new information I was getting. It's like, well, where are you going to tell it? So
yeah.
I'm on telling you.
This
I'm
is
learning
the place.
That. Well, and the economics of what's going on is downright scary.
Oh, it's brutal.
You know, as far as
brutal.
Yeah. And
yes, it is.
And I'm trying to inform people like this. I can do something that's semi-political here. One of the biggest issues I'm having right now, there's a lot of people who think that everybody's lying about global warming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that I follow the most stringent, that they've been right most of the time for the longest period of time, have this one wrong. They have it wrong. What do you do when your even your academia that you trust mm-hmm. is letting you down? They're saying because
mm-hmm.
one side says global warming is, you know, all these lies that you've been hearing for the last 20, 30 years. First, you know, first it was going to be global cooling. Then now they're just calling it climate change. But that doesn't actually cover any of the bases. It's just a political
process.
And now
let's make sure that we're topical tonight. Make sure we're tying this
yep.
into the bachelor lifestyle. So this is a bachelor show. So those things may be a bit heavy for the show. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So
cool,
I'll try to come back out of it. What they need to realize, one of the big issues you have, this has been the world's warmest summer in written history. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's an economic issue. My, as well as Cacao Kelly's air conditioning bill, basically if you take the lowest electricity bill we've paid so far where we live, double it, and that's what it was in June. And that's payable. Yeah, I put extra money in the account, came out with $30 left. Yeah, I mean, whoa. That was but I survived.
How much was that bill?
Normally, I do 100 a month. Mine was 200.
Well, that's pretty. But, that's not bad in Arizona. That's not bad. That's pretty low.
That's not bad.
I know people that have homes. They must run it at 60 degrees. Get this, Lars. They have $500-$600 a month for their power bill.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's
money.
Uncouth.
Crazy.
That's I can't imagine that. But I will tell you this.
Right.
When my dad died and they settled the estate, they settled it in 2020. First thing I went out and bought that I can remember was an air conditioning unit because my old one was 18 years old. So I'm living off that. They said it would. I did the calculations for. I didn't buy the cheapest one, the one that I thought would be the best economics. So I got, even though especially at that time, I was alone in my place. I bought something that could actually cool a family of four because I figured I'd at least have somebody else with me and I needed some space. Because of that, I realized I'm going to be saving this much over the old one. And the original calculations, it would take me 6 years to make back what I paid for it, which was pretty penny. You know, it's $700 a month getting back, which I'm getting. I don't think it's going to be 6 years. I think it's going to be way faster than 6 years. I'll have that thing having paid for itself over time. And I've done the math on that, and I love it. And so, yeah, when you're looking at, and like I said, Arizona got worldwide attention for basically 10 degrees more than what we normally get, especially at night. And I hate to tell you this, that I could live that way if I had to. I mean, that in and of itself is not what's going to make me stay or leave Arizona. My big question is whether the women know this. My big question is whether or not the people that do the economics here know this. But thing is, I was ready for it. I saw it ahead of time. And yes, next summer, my calculation, this is the coolest summer you're going to experience in Phoenix for the rest of your life. It's going to be bad every summer. And I believe it's because the air conditioning units on the planet are broken down.
$200. Gus here just chimed into the chat room. $200 a month is low compared to a lot of things I hear about in Arizona.
Yes.
That's actually not a bad power bill. See, we're spoiled with the $100 a month thing, but we all know the power went up here. The last couple of corporation commissions. So 200 now in June or July is actually low.
Yeah.
Well, if you compare it to
top of that,
a lot of other bills that people talk about, you know?
Yeah. And then on top of that, I run a computer often. And obviously when it gets that warm, every dwelling doesn't have perfect air conditioning vents, right? There's going to be some spots in your home that are a little bit dead. That there could be a little warmer than the other spots. So you're going to run a fan to try and push the cold air around. So when the temperature thermostat says at a certain temperature that that's what it actually is in the home, not just near where the thermostat is. So, I'm running a lot more things than just the air conditioner when it gets hot. There's the things you do to keep it cooler all over the house. And so all of that's taken into consideration. When I'm saying, wow, and it's still, just I think it was 205 for the month. And I'm saying I got away with it, but it's also something I planned on not spending. It was something that I'm just going to take my chances on this because I think it's the way to go. And the same thing will be true this winter if you're living in a cold climate. Again, we'll be dealing with that because, in Canada, you got those 900 wildfires burning.
I know.
I think that the warm summer here is exactly the same thing. Because those fires didn't start by themselves. And the same thing in Siberia.
Right.
I mean, a lot of those fires started in places where no one has ever.
I want to reel you back in, though. Mr. Pirate, I want to reel you back into the Backer Show. I know we're talking about Thursday show stuff.
I think
Let's reel you back
in. I think this is all related.
relationship.
I believe it.
Okay. So let's make the linkage. So how does this relate to dating, the toxic dating environment, males and females?
Okay.
Let's bring it home.
Let's bring it in. Okay, so as a male, you have your bachelor pad. It needs to be comfortable. Okay, you need to be able to imagine what it's going to take where you live to be able to have a place. I mean, we've heard people talking about the stones in their backyard are going to attract a female. No, that's not going to happen. They're going to, unfortunately, and I'm not compatible with these types of women, but there are a lot of women that their comfort is their number one priority. I'm not compatible with people like
that. That's
but
true.
There are some people out there, and there's some men out there that, hey, at least have a comfortable home. You guys can go date each other. I'm out of that. But I am after the ones that are analytically, they got their own thing going on, and they want to be able to do it. And that's what I am, and that's what I'm compatible with. I've heard a lot of different names for that. But in the science of male-female, you need to be able to attract that which you want. There's a bachelor pad. I mean, it would help if you knew some basic sciences like that, and you could target what's going on around you. You could get the information to figure out where it's headed, because there's nothing like what's been going on here ever before, but I was on top of it. It was obvious that was going to happen. That doesn't come by accident. I didn't just buy an air conditioner and go like, wow, boy, did I get lucky. No, I'm going like, I better buy one that's ready
for
what's happening. Yeah.
Right.
And because of the wedding, I mean, normally I don't run around in formal clothes. I'll be honest. I had Kakala Kelly. I said, you're in charge of wardrobe then, because you're really pushing me to do this. But then you dress me appropriately for the occasion, because that's not my bag. She said, I will do that.
Right.
She went out and actually got stuff. She asked me for measurements. She asked me for and so I still have yet to see it. But guess what? She's got another son that's going to be married on August 26th. I'll be wearing it. I mean, I didn't prep for nothing.
There you go.
I knew this was coming.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
well, what's your best advice to the bachelors of America?
And at least I'm one step ahead of the game by at least delegating, right? There's just some things I don't want to deal with.
Yes.
I shouldn't have
exactly. What would be your advice?
Being in a couple, and I could see Kakao Kelly and I getting married, you know, reasonably soon, somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome.
Because we're constantly letting the relationship have the benefits of our labor. It's not, I mean, I'm a personality that normally would be an introvert, but that has to have time alone and some me time, but I can get that. Yeah, matter of fact, that's one thing I have figured out about me. I'm really rare that way. 99% of the people that have my Enneagram type are deep introverts like Elon Musk or, you know, they just don't want to talk to anybody. Being an extroverted version of that, I would have been on the radio for sure somewhere. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. But I'd much rather donate to your show instead of having to feed the baby on my own show. I can get people's attention elsewhere. I've tried to bring famous friends and stuff like that on the program. And that happens to you more or less, but the important thing is, if you got your own thing going on, which is what I recommend very highly, you don't need to be super intelligent. You don't need to be, you just need to be like the show progresses. You need to do what's best for yourself. You need to put that in there and say, is that really cutting out the opposite sex? Is that really cutting out the rest of the world? No, it isn't. Because without your leadership, and especially with what's going on, the world's a lot harder to live in. Survival means you're a leader now. And that is really
important.
If you're going to be a bachelor, represent that. If you're going to be a guy who's going to be tied with one woman, because we need both, right? Mm-hmm. We need people who can do both. I just happen to choose the with partner arrangement. And I must admit, I'm very hetero. And that's the way that's going to be. That was never even an issue for me. So the real issue is, how are you going to do it? And the hardest part for me, as the scientific type that I am, I'm looking for compatibility. And I'll be honest, it was really tough when you're approaching 50 and you're divorced for, you know, the second marriage, because that actually married and divorced twice. But there I am going like, I didn't expect to be here. I didn't expect to be treated substandard by people that should have known better, had the intelligence, had the money. Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, I was in a really good situation in my second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that would be
here
it.
You go.
Christian, loaded with, you know, money, had time, mm-hmm. everything. And
right.
That doesn't guarantee a thing.
What's your
it
advice to the Right. Let me interject here. What's your advice to the bachelors of America listening in right now? 1 minute. Go.
Well, my one-sentence advice is, where do you think you're going to get your prize in the prize pool? Where do you think you're going to find her? Because they're going to have interests like you. And like I said, if you're going to college, that's more and more the rarity. If you're getting older, the only advantage you've got is too many guys are going to end up dead. So you need to figure out where that prize is now. And I'll be honest, I didn't have that. I was stumped. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying, ha-ha, you didn't figure it out. I'm saying it's that desperate. And you need to look at it that desperately and say, I need to have a plan. I need to actually have an idea of what might work. And you need to dedicate yourself to that if you want that woman, because she's not that easy to find. And even if she is, the ones that I would normally be compatible with last too long in relationships. So you're going to mm-hmm. have the problem that you're going to have to take her off a quick rebound, more than likely. But mm-hmm. she's already tied up in something she doesn't want. Then she meets you. She's not going to go out on the guy. So you got to wait for that to happen, right? You got to wait for an opportunity mm-hmm. to arise.
Right.
None of this is under your control, but you can be aware. You can be dedicated. You can be intelligent, and you can say, look, I know I want differently than what most of the other guys want. You know, if you're not the bachelor single type and you're the bachelor I want to be mm-hmm. married type, that's your type, and you better commit to it. And that's the point I'm making. That's a whole lot more than just shopping, right? I mean,
right.
There are different
right.
types of stores to do your shopping in. So the one sentence
right.
is, are you ready for what's coming? Are you ready for the fight?
I like that. I like that. Irish, thank you so much. The Irish Pirate calling from somewhere secret in Phoenix. Thank you, sir. Great night. Good call. Very good a call there. Yeah, he's always from an undisclosed location. Love it. Well, we talked about we have a very lively chat room tonight, as always. We laugh at the trolls if they're out there and the haters, but we keep pushing forward and moving forward, as you know. That's how we roll here. The thermostat was brought up in some of these calls. I told you guys before. Women are always cold, even in Arizona. And then they get too hot, and then you can never cool them off. So the thermostat's one great thing that a man can control if he's a bachelor. You're not going to have those humongous power bills, for God's sake. I hear about people that have these homes here in Arizona, and in Dallas, and in L.A., and everywhere else, $500, $600, $700, $800 a month. Some of you married guys are paying. Why? Because during the winter, you can never have the house hot enough. During the summer, she can never be cool enough. You can't win some women. And as you move it into your home and taking over your closets, you got to reset and move everything around to make her happy, to accommodate her. Is she taking over your fridge, putting her special potions and her special food, taking over all the shelf space in the kitchen, the pantry? Is she bringing in all of her crap into your home? See, this is what I keep telling guys. I always tell them marriage, in my view, is what I call a young man's game. They say, what do you mean, Von Wiet? I said, let me explain it to you. When you're a young guy, see, 20, 21, 18, 25, 30 max, you're just starting out. You're out of college. You don't own a lot. You don't have a lot. It's also when you meet the most women. Remember, life's a funnel. That's when you meet the most chicks, what I call biological baby-making age, and when they are looking for husbands And you can be the first guy, or at least a service boyfriend. You can be that guy before she gets the baggage. Of course, she has two or three kids. She pops out by a guy she hates. And then she has a messy divorce. And when you date her in her 40s, all she wants to do is talk about her ex-husband. And she wants you to be the sounding board for that. Well, if you back up, meet the girls when you're younger, my best advice. If you're even thinking about dating or going out or, God forbid, getting married, which can be a dangerous proposition in our society today, to be honest. Financially dangerous. But if you find her, if you think she's the one, the man always makes the actual decision. We have the power of marriage at our fingertips. Remember, women only have the power of sex on the first or second date. They can say yes or no, but men have the power of marriage, which is far more powerful if you think about it. We have a power that every woman wants. They can't marry themselves. They need a man to marry them, to commit. So my point to you guys is, as you're growing up together, she's growing up with you, then you build up the house, possessions, et cetera. It's a lot harder, in my view, to get married, is my point, when you're in middle age, 40s, 50s, early 60s. You bring a girl in now, you've already got your house the way you want it. And it's good to be set in your ways, because then you know what you like and what you don't like, and you have your reasons for liking things and not. People say, well, you're set in your ways. That's a good thing. That's a big positive. Because I don't need trial and error to figure out what I like and what I don't like. So if you're a middle-aged dude and you're thinking about bringing a woman into your house, they don't come now with one suitcase. She want to move all her stuff into your home, all of her crap, all of her trinkets and her dolls, things you guys haven't even thought about. I once knew a guy in the neighborhood here that his wife, literally, I swear to God, the creepiest thing ever. You cannot make this stuff up. She had 1,000 dolls in her doll collection, like Chucky, okay? Like your worst Hollywood B-rated horror movie. I walked in there one time, and I saw these dolls lined up in the hallway. Creepiest thing ever. He has to live with that. I said, wow. What a great collection on the diplomat. And I'm thinking, better you than me, pal. And he goes, oh, yeah, let's walk outside. Here's a Schlitz beer or a Miller or whatever it was. I think it was Schlitz, actually. So we're outside talking. And he goes, I never knew she had all that crap when I was dating her. She sprung it on me when she was moving in. I said, yeah, what happens? They'll spring the stuff on you guys. You want to ask her in the courtship phase, by the way, do you have a doll collection? Do you collect anything? Put it that way. Be sure to clarify these things before you get married, because you'll be much, much better off, believe me. And by the way, you need to buy my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. That and more fun stories are in there, educational. As our advanced class continues.
Welcome to the world of the modern-day bachelor with Vaughn's legendary book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy and the Retro and Modern-Day Bachelor Guide for the New Renaissance Man of the New Millennium and Beyond. This awesome book is an international underground cult classic and bestseller. This book is really cool, and you'll love it. It is really a mind-blowing journey into bachelorhipdom. Everything you can imagine about the bachelor lifestyle of retro yesteryear and today, you can find in this ultimate bachelor manifesto, from the history of the bachelor to how to throw a great Playboy Mansion-style bachelor party, career, finance, movies, politics, humor, travel, expat lifestyle, the MGTOW movement, sexy chicks, of course, and a lot of other very cool and interesting micro chapters are all contained in this easy-to-read, must-have book. I'm proud to offer it to you here in all of its grand glory, so read on as Caesar commands it. You can find this awesome book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and other fine online venues and fine brick-and-mortar stores. Onwards to the Empire. And may God save the Bachelor King.
Love that. You want to sponsor the Von Wehen Show? We are looking for some new sponsors this year. Check us
Have
out.
Have you ever wanted your company, product, or idea on the radio airwaves? Well, now is your chance. Be a proud sponsor of the Von Wehen Radio Show program, which airs weekly on blogtalkradio.com and then is uploaded to many internet websites such as Dark Sky Radio, Twitter, Spotify Podcast, and then all over America and the entire world. Get your product, service, and business idea out there now. We have very good cost-effective rates, and Von can get you on the air and in front of literally tens of thousands of radio listeners each week all over the nation for pennies on your advertising dollar. And the return on your investment is huge. It's a hell of a great deal, and Von will work with you to make your business or idea a big success. Von Wehen is a man of action and of his word. Please contact him at the station on Twitter via the Von Wehen Show, or you can email him your advertising product or inquiry at vonwehenshow@gmail.com. That's vonwehenshow@gmail.com. Don't delay and do it today. Remember, folks, it's always on with Von. This ad brought to you by Wolf Studio Productions.
Just love that. Well, you know, we're going to get Brett the Surfer on, but he hung up, so maybe he'll call back. If you're out there, Brett, call back. We'll get you on the show. He has a wife and kids, but he had a wild bachelor life when he was a youngster, and he's still a young guy here in the Phoenix area, and that's always a good thing. When you look around any restaurant when you dine out, I know I always happen to catch these, you know, maybe a middle-aged or older couple. You ever see the middle-aged guys with the hag-looking wives? Or the young guy who is very anxious with a so-so looking gal pal girlfriend. I mean, what happened in America? Some of these guys are just desperate to have a companion at dinner. Really? Is it that bad? Maybe you should dine alone. I mean, seriously, some of you guys look like, look, it's okay. You got to be comfortable in your own skin. I've always said that. To get married or not to get married in today's society, that is the burning question of our time, gentlemen. To paraphrase William Shakespeare, do what you want, but do you want a woman of childbearing age, or do you want an older cougar-type woman who can't have kids? Think carefully about this. Once a woman stores clothes and she's biologically unavailable to you, and you know you'll never have a biological child with her, do you really want to grow old with her? It's a philosophical question. You better love her, because you'll be looking at her over a cup of coffee every morning for the next 30 to 50 years. And I told you before, you may have to take care of her in her older age. Those marriage vows always seem to work if you're the man, because we're the ones that are stuck taking care of her. I've known many guys, I know one now, who's taking care of an older wife. But again, it's you pick and choose. You figure out what works for you in life and what doesn't. And are you talking to women overseas? I've got a few friends of mine that love talking to Asian women, China, for God's sake. There's all these Chinese apps in red communist China. They're talking to chicks in Thailand's better, or South Korea, where we have American bases in South Korea, you know, with Japan. But look, if you're talking to women that are 10,000 miles away, like in communist China, who can never leave the country, either they can't get a visa for the Communist Party, or they don't have the money, and you're just talking to them, you're wasting your time, boys. You're just spinning your wheels. You're never going to get anywhere. She's never going to fly to Vegas or L.A. to meet you for some romantic interlude. It's not going to happen. There's a lot of reasons why. Women will talk a big, big game. By the way, we welcome EMP to the show to see where he popped up here. But some of you guys think that, you know, I ask you guys, what are you doing? If you want Asian women, we have them in America. Yeah, but they want them from the old country. Well, guess what? The old country won't let them fly here. She's probably broke. Everyone in the world who's dirt poor can afford at least a smartphone with internet. and she's probably doing the OnlyFans site in the Chinese version or the Asian version of that. And you're never going to meet her, so what's the point, really, gents? You got to think. Some of you guys are you like the Asian persuasion? You go gaga goo goo over that stuff. You got to tone it down. And with 350 million Americans here in this country, there is surely a date for you as big as America is. Remember the concept of two? We talked about on past shows. Table for two, dinner for two, occupancy double. You will always be paying for two people the rest of your life if you get married. Remember, women eat. And they need three meals a day, plus drinks, plus tips, plus snacks. You're not marrying a robot. And if you want a sex robot, God, that would just, I wouldn't trust him if I were you. With artificial intelligence and all the things I've read and heard about that, the sex robot may turn on you in the middle of the night and take over your house. I'm telling you, it's going to happen sooner or later.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be so very fine. So happy together. And you for me, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it has to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. Happy together. I think about you day and night. It's only right when you love a gal to hold her tight. I hope and pray that every day you'll be happy together. If I should call you on the telephone, invest a dime and hear you say you're my own. I want you to love me, I want you to need me, because we're happy together. I can see me loving.
Oh yeah, I love that lounge music. Get that cocktail going. The Italian leather loafers are on. The red velvet smoking jacket. Well, there was also Tony Montana back in the day. First you get the money, then you get the power, then, and only then, you get the girl.
This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Scarface, 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 Scarface,
that. A little bit of Tony Montana there. Well, in past shows, we talked about the female ultimatum moving forward in the course curriculum, of course. Now, remember, gents, we don't negotiate with terrorists or their ultimatums. This is our national American policy. Maybe we'll give you an ultimatum when they are afraid, when they are insecure, and when they know they are running out of time to find a real man in a real relationship. It may or may not be you. Don't take it personally. She's just trying to figure out where she stands. And that's why women pull these stunts about the ultimatum. She won't have time in her mind to find a man if all of her relationships go south on her. So she's hedging her bets. She's going to put some things out there to see if you bite. Do you bite at the sale? She's running out of time to have children, or she's getting tons of pressure from her mother, her girlfriends, to get married and stop whoring herself out to you. I'm telling you, it's how women talk, like sailors. They'll say, why are you a whore to that guy? Why don't you make him step up to the plate? I'm telling you, it happens. Because society will tell her, why are you, a 40 or 50-year-old woman who's never been married with no children and no man? What is your problem? What is the point of getting into a relationship with a woman when you don't need to? She may be 35 years old, and maybe you don't want to be her boyfriend number 25 or 30 or 50. You know what I mean? Capiche? What a fantastic system that the chicks have. A man wrote the show. She prefers to meet men in her social circles, and if he does not want to date her, then she can ruin him in her social circles and then ruin his reputation. Wow. Interesting stuff, you know? But it's out there, and you need to know about it. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on that may or may not meet the eye.
Hold everything, folks. We're going to give you some pointers. The real lowdown on some basic facts of married life. A guide for the married man.
Boy, oh boy.
Now you see, Walter Matthau is married to Inger Stevens, but he develops a roving eye. The guy's got to be off his rocker to rove in a dish like this. So he goes to Robert Morse, Ph.D., doctor of philandering, for some lessons.
Do all married guys do it, Ed?
Not all of them give in to it, only about 43%, which I think is about to go up to 44.
And would you believe, all of these technical advisors give the do's and don'ts for the married man with an urge to stray. Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, Polly Bergen, Joey Bishop, Sid Caesar, Art Conger, Wally Cox, Jay Mansfield, Al March, Louis Nye, Carl Reiner, Phil Silvers, Terry Thomas, and Ben Blue. Girls, don't let your favorite fellows see this film alone.
He'd never get away with it, would he?
What was Sid Caesar's plan of action? How does Joey Bishop talk his way out of this? What did Art Carney just put over on Lucille Ball? How does a movie star steal a night out? How does Jack Benny operate?
Say, honey, what do you think we could get for this from a secondhand shop?
You can't top Phil Silver's instant alibi.
Oh, you were wedding, what?
What kind of a girl do you think I am? Of course I was.
Yes, Yes, that's for the movie. You're gonna love this, Guide for the Married Man. If you haven't seen it, you've got to see that movie starring Walter Matthau. It's a late 1960s classic. I have it on DVD in my movie library. Hard to find now. Again, the Guide for the Married Man. You're gonna love it. Great, great show. Well, on each show, we try to move the dial and talk about some new information, some new things, from Passport Bros to the real estate thing. Now, getting back to the real estate thing, let me tell you something here, guys. You own a home, and I encourage you to buy property if it's reasonable in your locale, if you have the funds. But here's the deal. When you start dating a girl, she'll say, I want you to sell your house. I want us to take the equity and buy a bigger house for us both. And you and I can live like a king and a queen. Sounds wonderful, right? The only caveat is you're using your equity, and she normally brings no to little money to the table. And that's how she can steal later half your equity. Because if you hook up with the woman, if you get divorced, everything you buy property-wise, she gets half up. So let's say you got 100 grand equity in your home, and let's say you sell it and you get 100 grand check. Let's keep things real, real simple. Okay, after a closing, you plunk that then on a new property, you marry her, you both move in, yada, yada. Say she contributes. She'll say, I'm going to pay the mortgage for the first year. Wow, what a deal for her. She's made 50 grand in equity, and she's made, say, $6,000-$7,000 in payments during the year, and then she quits her job because she goes, I'm not happy, and you're not making me happy. And then 5 years later, you're in divorce court, or 7 years later is about the American average. Now, this, I'm not telling you this to quash your dreams. I'm telling you that the truth. If you're not constantly feeding the machine, buying her presents, catering her, because women will tell themselves. And you see all these videos, the latest thing in the female world is we're the prize. We're the prize, and you're supposed to, give us whatever we ask, whatever we want, because we're the prize. You're the man. You're the worker bee, and you're supposed to give us money. Well, if you go into divorce court, she gets half the equity in your home. So half your equity, it's like you're writing a check to her for 50 grand, okay? So you don't want to be one of those statistics, one of those guys that do all that. It's crazy. I don't recommend it unless you want a family or you're just helplessly in love with her and you can't live without her. There's no other reason really to get married. But really and truly in today's world, you got to ask yourself even a deeper question. Do you really need a woman in your house 24 hours a day? Do you really need that? It's not about her taking care of you. Men more often take care of the woman. The woman can get mad and say, well, you're not catering to me and I want a divorce. I'm not happy. You come home, her arms are folded on the couch, and then all hell breaks loose. So they talk to my attorney, Mr. Goldstein. He'll tell you my terms, and that's how it normally starts. So I'm just telling you guys the facts of life in a fun way. These are means and topics and ideas and concepts that you need to master. Because what I say is this, if you own a house, say a little house, you buy it, great. Never sell that house. Never let that house go. What you tell her is, honey bunny, why don't we pull our money together and we'll buy a bigger house, not with my equity. That's going to be my or our rental home. Say it like that, but the house is always in your name. She cannot touch it in most states because you bought it before you ever dated. You've already got that one house. Keep that one house in your name. Why? Because if things go south, you may need a place to go back to. You may need a fail-safe, a bug-out place, if you will, in pepper lingo, to go back to. So that's why you keep that house. You buy a house with new money. You can buy your big house with new money. And then that's what, and yeah, your mortgage may be higher, but guess what? You'll always have that house. You can rent that house. You can Airbnb it. And then she always knows you got a place to go back to. You can kick out the renters. if you need to move back in to your original little house. And always keep that little house in your name. You say, honey, this is going to be our rental, our Airbnb property, maybe our vacation home, maybe our, you know, our fun house, if you will, you know. And if she doesn't go along with that, it's a red flag, boys. If she does not go along with that, if she puts her foot down, that's a red flag. That means she really wants that equity bad. So keep your little house. That may be the deal breaker. But always buy a bigger home for yourselves, absolutely. But keep your first house. Keep your land. Keep the things you've already bought. Don't make the mistake of cashing everything out for a fickle romance. It's never worth it. It rarely turns out good. And more often than not, it goes south on you, like any bad business deal. Because you're making a business contract with a female. We love women, but let's face it, they're emotional beasts. They're fickle and emotional. They change their mind constantly, and we love them for that. But when it comes to business, it's not the best mix, is what I'm saying. You guys got to be thinking with the big head and not the little head, if you know what I mean. Well, on each show, we always have a lot of fun on this show. And again, get the book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. You're going to love it. Follow me on Gab. You can reach me at the show. Check out our Political Thursday show every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Mountain and Pacific Standard Time. And you can reach me. I'm all over social media. I'm on Facebook. You can email the show. You can reach me at all kinds of places, which is a good thing. And this show, again, is to teach the young guys out there and even the old and the middle-aged guys some tricks of the trade, if you will, some dating tips, some pro tips from the show. We offer solutions. We have a good time, and that's how we'd like to leave it. So we thank you all for being here tonight. We thank you all for being a part of the show. We thank our callers from Gunslinger to the Gladiator, the Irish Pirate. We're in coast-to-coast show in 28 countries. We see your ISP addresses. We know where you all live, trust me. And that's a good thing. So take care. Have a great night. We'll talk to you on Thursday from the Bavarian Castle in the mountains of Arizona and from the Bachelor's Den America. We wish you all a great night. We will talk to you soon about all these fantastic topics about The Bachelor in America today and everything else. So stay tuned for next month's show. And this Thursday, I can't wait to talk about what's going on in the world. Hasta la vista, baby. Au revoir. We'll talk to you all soon. Good night.
Nice day to start again. not stay for a white wedding. It does not stay to start again. Ow.
Let's put something left in this world.